Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Five GMs Presents Heartland Home. I'm your fairy game master for this miniseries, Kim. Where we last left off, our princesses had received a mysterious letter on their doorstep inviting them to the Midnight Masquerade. They had gotten ready and arrived with the objective to watch out for any suspicious characters. The princesses broke it down on the dance floor and, as always, an uninvited guest made their way into the ball. The princesses found out some information about our lovely guest Alessa as to why she might be at the Midnight Masquerade. Where we last left off, Alessa was offering a small amethyst bracelet to the king for his daughter Cora. Senua and Eleanor are watching over baby Cora in her room, and Flint and Thessa are deciding if they want to go find a records room to find out more about what happened to Alessa's daughter. So,
do you two continue down the hallway?
Well, now I kind of want to see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I turn to Flint, like, you go, I'll stay and I'll watch, and you can do your thing.
But I kind of want to see what happens, too.
Okay, well, I'll stay there, right?
We're the only ones doing our job.
Yeah. So are you two staying?
Yeah.
Just to watch.
Just to watch?
If things look like they're about to get ugly, I might leave.
Okay. This baby's so safe.
Yeah.
The baby's so sturdy. We cut back to you two real fast, and you're like doing goochie-goochie-goo.
Yeah, I think there's a moment where like a shadow passes, but I'm like, goo-gooey. And then like, look out the window, and it's just like, it's my griffins eating trash.
I close the curtains. Yeah, you have shit locked up and boarded.
Should I summon a hawk to take away the baby in case something happens?
I think that might be our best option.
Okay, I'm going to open the window and go, hawk! Big bird! I just need a big bird!
You see a hawk? Just...
My scavenger griffins eat the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to have to do it again, you know?
Oh, big bird!
But a big hawk comes and like lands on the windowsill.
Be like, hawk, if shit goes down, I need you to take this baby to safety.
Okay, and you see the hawk sort of like cock its head and like sort of like recognition of your words.
All right, good hawk, and I should give you a name.
He goes, Krrr.
Muffin. Muffin.
Okay, yeah, you and Muffin have a plan, and now you're tight.
Have I ever told you how cool you are?
Oh, I know.
Yep.
We cut back from this silly scene back to you two. You guys are watching this sort of interaction between Alessa and King Petros. She's still holding up the bracelet to him. And he goes, Alessa, why are you here? And she sort of responds, oh, I'm sure you know. There's no secret. You didn't invite me, and I was a little hurt that you wouldn't invite me to the birth of your daughter. And there's very much emphasis on the your. And then you see him sort of gesture to the other guard to go down below, and you see him start walking down, making it to the first floor. And as that happens, since you two are watching, you see the snake sort of slither off of her body and start making its way through the ballroom dance floor.
Pointing at it?
Do we want to let... I feel like we should let somebody know, but at the same time, like, we're in a pretty good
snake.
Spot.
Yeah. Is anybody gonna get eyeball on the snake and where it's going, or you know, are you just kind of gonna let it go?
Dude, fucking snakes, bro.
Does it get past all my salt?
Snakes, bro.
I'm gonna try and follow it like subtly.
She's
like,
a witch. She has a broom. She could just.
Oh.
I didn't account for witches.
So witches always get you, dude.
Yeah, they do.
You follow the snake. I'll watch Alessa.
Jesus.
I did.
I think it's funner.
I give you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow the snake there.
Okay, yeah. And
subtly. Stealthily.
So like you're kind of like, excuse me, pardon me. Oh, sorry. Making my way through. And you see the snake is going up the second floor. And it's going down the hallway that you saw the worker go down with Cora. And you're keeping an eye on Alessa and King Petros. They're just having their little banter, their little back and forth. Her saying... Well, are you going to accept the gift? And, you know, he goes, absolutely not. I'm not letting that thing near my daughter. And she goes, well, I think you should. I think I wouldn't do anything that you would do.
Thessa's, like, grabbed a
tray.
A tray of, like, treats. And she's, like, watching. Just, like,
watching. Yeah. And so Flint, you're following this snake, and it's going up, again, down the hallway that you saw Cora go, but it doesn't go to Cora's room. It veers off to the, like, right down another hallway. Are you going to continue following?
Yeah. I kind of want to be able to grab this thing, but I don't want to get close. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure things out. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to keep following it.
Yeah. So you keep following it, and it goes in, and it kind of, like, slithers under a door crack.
Is there a sign saying what the room is?
No.
Then I'm going to try to stealthily open the door.
Okay. Why don't you give me a grace? Give me a grace roll.
Advantage on virtue tests for acrobatics, climbing, or stealth?
Yeah.
5.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so you stealthily open this door, and then in this room you see a lot of, like, artifacts and things like that.
Things that would get a high price if you were to sell them. Huh. Okay, hold on. First mission. Like, wait, Flint says, things that I could sell for a lot of money. And then I was like, no, mission.
No, yeah.
And then I look around for the snake.
Okay, yeah. Give me a... I guess that would be a wits roll to see if you can try to, like, pick out where it went, because it took you a second to get into this room.
14.
So you're having a bit of a harder time. This is a bit of a larger room with a lot of, like, podiums and things like that. Kind of having a harder time to see where this snake went. There's too many...
Big are the artifacts?
So they're, like, on, like, these podium thingies in, like, glass cases. So I'd say they're, like square.
All,
like,
of them are in glass cases?
Yeah.
Whatever. Then I'm gonna keep looking for the snake, because that's kind of rule number one,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I'm also gonna... Is there anything in here, like a towel or, like, a cloth? I don't care if I have to cut it off of something.
Yeah, it's like the, like banners and stuff.
I'm going to grab my sword and just cut off, like, a big chunk of the banner and mm-hmm. stuff it against the door so that the snake can't slither out. You get me?
Mm, I get you, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the first thing I do, like, once I take a cursory look, don't mm-hmm. see it, you know, that, yeah. and then I'm going to start looking again. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. Do you want to give me another roll to try
yeah.
and look for it?
6.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of see it, You're also kind of using a little bit of, like, sound and stuff, and you see it in the, like, going towards, like, the back corner of the room.
I'm going to try and, like, sneak up and just see what it's doing. I'm not trying to get too close. I just want to mm-hmm. see what's happening.
Yeah, to see what's happening. You see that it's sort of, as it's slithering along, it's sort of scanning the whole room. It looks like it's looking for something very particular, and whatever it is in that back corner of the room, like, section part. You get me?
Yeah, you know, I follow you. Do I see, is there anything that stands out to me, like, artifact-wise? Is there anything I'm like, oh, I've heard of that, or, oh, that looks like it would be really important, or, mm-hmm. oh, that's like a magic child-shaped doll, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You see, especially in this corner, this is where he keeps, like, everything's kind of, like, in sections, and in this one you see that there's a bunch of, like, jewels and that sort of thing, and especially in this corner you see, like, crowns and things, and you see a very specific crown, smaller size, potentially for a young girl, and you see it's kind of targeted towards that.
How easy would it be for me to swipe this thing?
I'd have you give me a resolve roll to see if you could.
Not a grace.
Well, it's behind a glass case.
Oh, I have to punch through, like, in The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it try to get it first, actually, because I don't see how it would get through to the glass case unless it punched through itself,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. We'll stay on you for right now. And so you're watching it kind of hone in on this crown, and you see it go very similar to how it did with Alessa's arm. You see it start wrapping around this podium,
mm-hmm.
going up towards the glass. And so you see it constrict this glass, and the glass is starting to shatter.
Kim, I'm going to get out my sling, and what I want to do is I want to hit the crown away from the snake as soon as the glass opens,
okay.
and then dive for it.
Okay. All right.
So what do you want me to do here?
This
is what I want to do. Tell me if that, you know, I can do
this. Yeah, you can do it. You'll have to give me 2 rolls. You'll have to give me a... resolve to try and hit the crown, and then a grace to try and dive after it.
6 for the hitting the crown.
Okay, so you hit it.
And then a nat 20. But that's a good, right?
No, not for this one. No,
wait, hold on.
Fucking dislocates your shoulder to the ground. Misses.
God damn it.
I think you're a little too excited about it hitting, and you're like, oh, this is going to go off without a hitch, and then you face plant as you try to dive for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, does the snake hear me then?
Yeah.
What does it say? I speak Proseltongue.
Yeah, exactly
does
that.
Does it do that?
It hisses at you.
Like right back at it.
Flynn hisses back at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since you didn't make the dive, the snake now has the crown.
Damn it.
And we will cut back to Thessa.
Are they still having their little...
They're still having their little banter.
I think if they, like, they just keep talking, I might slip away to go see if I could find those records I wanted.
Okay, yeah. And I think right as you start to slip away, you see this sort of change in her demeanor. And all of a sudden, a poof of smoke. She's gone.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Well.
Are you going to try looking around for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the fuck did this bitch go? I have advantage to search.
Yeah, this would be searching.
It's a wits, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a 2 again.
You got a 2?
Yeah.
Dude, you're killing it, bro.
Yahoo.
You sort of see, especially since you've been watching this, you sort of see smoke trail off from, like, where King Petros, like, behind him, like, down the hallway.
Oh. I should probably go that way. I should probably go that way.
Which way are you gonna go?
Well, yep. Yeah. I'm gonna follow the smoke, yeah.
Yeah.
We're so locked in right now.
You guys are so locked in, you're so solid.
This baby ain't getting hurt at all.
Dude, not this baby's so solid. You got a hawk up there. You got Muffin on the case.
I want you to conceptualize, like, you hop it, you appear into this place to steal the baby, and it's just us two, like,
just hands ready. Man, Senya was out there. The second that lady was being ominous, arrow to the back of the head. Yeah. It would have been over. We would have been done.
Yeah.
We would have been wrapping up.
She's trying to curse him. Runs over.
Runs over, gets him.
Tackles her.
Anyways, so Thessa, you go and follow the smoke, and you sort of catch like a wisp, and sort of like the back of her train go down towards, not towards Hora's room, towards veering off to the right.
Huh. Yeah, I'm gonna follow.
Okay, Thessa, you're following Alessa, and you see that she's going.
Nope.
You close the door, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you see her. Did you barricade it or anything, or did you just put the banner underneath?
I put the banner, like I stuffed it against it, so it might be hard to open, but it's not, by no means, is it, like...
Yeah, okay, yeah. So she goes and she opens the door, which has a banner stuffed underneath it. And you're on the floor. Oh, Thessa's friend.
Oh, Thessa's friend. and I'd smile at her. Like, I say that, and then I smile at her. It really is what it looks like, except I don't know if you know that I'm not necessarily not on your side. I'm starting to get up, just, like, stand up. Like, I'm not, like, in attack, but I'm just, like, though I am untying the rope around my waist. and just, you know, putting it over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in adventure mode, you know what I mean?
Then what are you doing?
I wanted to make sure the snake didn't hurt anybody, and then it grabbed a crown. Do you care about any of this? And I look around, gesture to the other thing on the pestle.
Mm-hmm. Any of this other stuff?
Yes. She says that, is there anything heavy around me?
Anything heavy?
Is the glass liftable?
You don't have to give me a roll.
Is there anything heavy around me?
It'd be the podiums. That's pretty much all that's in this room.
Can I lift those? Is that possible?
You'd have to give me a roll.
Is there anything that I can lift that is strong enough to break glass that I don't have to roll for?
It's a room full of podiums, my guy.
Just use the hilt of your...
Yeah, no, I might start, like, trying to just, like, tap the glass, like, with my sword to see how... If I could just punch it with my cutlass, you know?
And as you're doing...
And I'm also talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention. I'm just kind of doing this as a side thing. What are you doing here?
Interesting choice. And I think as you say that, she is going to use...
While you're thinking,
near podium.
I'm gonna pull out my bone knitting needle and be like, should we give this to the baby in case she gets grabbed? Then she could stab the warrior spirit in her. little tit kid, and then...
I think that perhaps that might be the smartest thing you've ever said.
You're right, you're right. So I'm going to just kind of put the needle, like, on the top of the crib. So she can't reach it right now, but if someone picks her up, her warrior spirit will kick in.
Dude, we're the old ladies in Fury Road. We're going to Fury Road to this girl. Yeah,
she's going to be so solid, you guys.
Seriously. She's going to be a cursed wild pirate that's a genius. Come on.
Dude,
the perfect
crazy.
Being.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our friends over on Damsels in Distress.
Come with us, dear viewers, on a journey full of horror, humor, and mystery to the Regency village of Bledlow, where three young ladies are about to discover nothing is quite as they believed. You can follow along on YouTube and Twitch every other week, if they survive.
My mother likes to be sure that we are always very presentable.
In Kaltaria, in her underwear.
If you want to talk about somebody's silly hat, I mean, Edwin's right next to you. I do miss you terribly when you go away.
I'll be home soon. I promise.
This is quite disturbing. Why would he have such unholy books?
Have you come for my power?
Damsels in Distress is a great sapphic Regency-era D&D actual play show that you should definitely check out if you like demons and romance and that sort of thing. Our next ad comes from our friend Mark over at Armored Gaming. Hail and well met. Knight is a rules-light storytelling and role-playing game about knights in the tradition of Arthurian romances. It is inspired by Welsh myths, a once-and-future king, and other fantastic tales of romantic chivalry. In this game, your players are knights. Perhaps they're a valorous tourney knight, a skillful hunter, or a master of occult lore. Perhaps they're honorable to a fault or a base churl, willing to do whatever it is needed for the greater good. Each player will have a house, a fife, and a family who supports them, but have dreams and ambitions and stories of their own that affect the story. An important part of the game is their first character is not their last. This is a game of dynasty, and as the knights age, retire, or die, they will take on the mantle of the next heir of the house. Only after they have played three generations is the campaign over. The game is designed to be shared and collaborative with the GM's load, so there are many opportunities for players to take over the narrative to describe their actions. So raise your banner and buy a copy of Knight today. Knight is a really interesting system in which you keep playing different characters in your houses. If that's something that sounds really cool for you, I highly recommend you check out Knight on DriveThruRPG. Alright. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Back to the episode.
Okay, so she is going to cast a spell.
I'm going to take cover behind the podium.
Okay. And the spell she casts, you see the snake and the crown get, like, not necessarily teleported, but, like, appear in her possession now. Mm.
I take cover anyway. What happens, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then she just does that. Does she do anything else?
She does that, and she's like, it was nice talking to you, darling.
You too. Again, I'm not necessarily not one. If you could explain...
Before you can finish your sentence, she, in a poop of smoke.
Okay, I'm going to look around. Does it look like I stole this crown?
You can make a case that you didn't.
Is there a window near me?
There's an ominous witch.
Is there a window near me?
Yeah, there is a window.
Openable?
Yeah, you can open it.
I'm going to open it. How high up am I?
You're pretty high up.
I have a grappling hook.
I mean, you could grapple down if you would like.
But Thessa's here too,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, but Thessa, you... Making my way. Yeah, you heard all of that, and then you come in, and you don't see Flint, but you heard Flint. And
I haven't left yet. Yeah. I haven't left yet.
No, I know. Yeah. You haven't... You're hiding, though.
Oh, well, yeah, I took cover behind the thing.
Because I saw Alessa go in.
Go in.
And then she's not there anymore.
And then she's not there anymore. And then you see a broken glass in the corner. And again, you heard Flint. You don't see necessarily Flint.
Hello?
Oh, and then I, like, pop out. your friend left. with the crown for the baby. The baby had a crown. I think it was for the baby. How bad does this look, Thessa?
I mean, this looks pretty bad, but I mean, you can make a case for it.
Do you have a law degree?
I saw her walk into the room.
Do you think you can? Do you think that do you think that'll hold up in a court of law?
Do I think that could hold up in a court of law?
I mean, everybody knew she was there, and if you saw her walk that way, and she did disappear, you did see her disappear and come back up here, so you know.
If we blame her, are we bad feminists?
That's a good point.
So while you two are having this discussion, we'll cut back to you two.
We're showing the baby how to go for the jugular.
Yeah, I think the two of us are fighting. Dude.
Okay, we're sparring to demonstrate to Cora. Yeah, yeah. You see the door open, and it's a guard.
Oh, hello.
Is Cora here?
Hey, she's in her.
What are you two doing?
Showing her how to go for the jugular.
Why?
Training her for her warrior spirit.
Because what if somebody gets her and then reflexively she remembers what we just
the hawk starts
her.
Crying!
She's a baby.
It's never too early to start muscle memory.
I killed my first animal when I was only not even a year old.
I accidentally pushed a witch into her own vat, curing myself of my first curse at age 2.
Yeah, see, she's like, what, a day, 2 days old? She's ready to kill.
There's always a time.
Did anyone come this way?
No, other than the hawk muffin.
Hawk muffin?
And my griffins.
What else would you name a hawk? Oh, yeah, his griffins ate one of the hawks that came.
Not griffins.
The first
one. Well, they've dug holes in the yard, so I'd want to get a guard on that.
They've dug holes in the yard?
Uh-huh. They started burying the pieces of the hawk they wanted to save for later.
What? Look, we all know that the guard is just used for betrayal anyway, so.
Who is going to come down here?
Are you actually a witch in disguise? I think she might be a witch in disguise.
I grab Ash in my pocket and throw in his face.
Why would you do that?
Fortune telling.
Now I just have Ash on my uniform.
What is it? What does it make out on his uniform?
It's a knight. The vibes are fine. The vibes are okay.
I put my hand on his shoulder. Your wife is mad at you.
What?
Your wife, the Ash, it tells the story. Your wife is upset at you. Have you been working too many hours?
Oh, I have.
You need to get home.
Oh, you're right.
You need to work on self-care.
I should. You're right. Well, if the baby's okay, and then he walks off.
I like lean out and I'm like, if you died tonight, they would just they would knight another knight.
And you watch him just kind of storm off and storm out. As for you two, you see a guard followed by King Petros enters the room, and the guard is like, "The door is open. What happened?"
There was a snake.
And then you see him surveying the room, and he's like.
They took a crown.
Oh.
It was baby head sized.
Yes, that was Cora's crown.
I tried to stop them.
Weren't that successful now, were you?
Smoke.
Smoke?
Fessa.
What does that mean?
Englishman!
What does that mean?
I don't want to be a bad feminist!
Did she take the crown?
We support women's rights here.
Yeah.
Not only do I support women's rights, but we support women's wrongs.
I saw Alessa go in this room.
Did she take the crown?
I assume so, because she's not in here anymore and the crown is gone.
But we don't know for sure if she did or not.
Did you take the crown?
She took the crown. It was so hard.
She took the snake that took the crown.
Yes. She took the snake that took the crown. Thank you, Eleanor, wherever you are.
Took it and it's gone. The smoke,
obviously.
The snake took it and the snake has it and the snake is gone.
The snake's probably a male, so it's...
That's how these things work, you know what they do.
So it's not anti-feminist.
It certainly wasn't a fairy. There was enough iron to kill a fake king.
My god.
Lots of silver, too, just in case.
Well, now, we have to figure out where she went so we can get the crown back.
Why is the crown that important?
It's for the baby.
It's the fucking crown.
Can't you make a new one?
No!
It's one of those generational things.
It's a generational thing, and the stone that was in it is super hard to replicate.
All right, well, we did our jobs. Have fun, and then I'm gonna start walking away. A little fast.
I come out. We have the baby. Yeah. We're like, I walk out.
You walk out. You see Flint walking, like speed walking.
It's rough back there.
What happened? The baby's fine.
Oh,
the baby goes for your jug.
Yeah, I catch it just in time. We knew it.
We did a good job. We're good parents.
Bjorn the baby.
Dude, it's like SpongeBob Patrick raising the clam. Yeah. You know,
it's my baby now.
Tessa's friend used a snake. Sorry. Thessa's friend's snake stole the crown and then left with it. The baby's crown, Korra's crown. And the king's really upset about it for some reason. You know how they are.
Why don't they just make a new one?
Was it magical?
Would you like to try and roll for that?
No, I look pointedly at the king and ask him if it was magical.
No, but like I told them, the jewel that's in it is super hard to replicate and can only be done once in a blue moon.
But the baby's okay.
The baby's okay.
So our job here is done.
Dude, I high five Eleanor.
Yeah, I do like a little sly like behind the back high five.
I guess technically your job is done, yes.
Peace, deuces.
Would you like to employ us again further?
Give me my daughter.
All right. I hand the daughter, she goes to the jug.
And then I'm like, don't talk to my friend like that.
I'm like mid like handing baby and I can like pull baby back.
Sorry, this is just a really stressful situation. I would like to have my daughter back. I'm glad that she's okay. Thank you very much for protecting her.
See you now. Was that so hard, King Pet?
Would you like us to leave the hawk in case shit goes down?
What hawk? Can...
Muffin.
Muffin?
My hawk. I go, God, and the hawk comes to me.
I throw the baby up and the hawk grabs, catches the baby and hands it to the king.
What?
All right, I think, all right, Eleanor, and I'm going to grab Eleanor and I'm going to take
sideways.
I'm taking Eleanor away.
In case anything went sideways.
No, I cover Eleanor's mouth.
I'm so sorry.
It's good for their equilibrium. I'm saying that as you're walking me away.
Sure it is, Eleanor, sure it is.
King, why?
I raised my baby husband. I start scolding you.
Why would Alyssa take the crown?
I've said, I have to assume it's for the jewel that I've said before. It's very hard to replicate. It can only be done so once in a blue moon.
The moon. The moon.
Dude, looks out the window. It's a full one.
Yeah. The king is like, what just happened?
So I'll figure this out.
All right. And then I have a question for each of you. So I know through character creation and stuff like that, did you guys choose a fairy godmother?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just real fast down the line if you'd like to give me a small description.
Mine's Eleanor. A crone.
Tessa?
Winnie the fairy, she's just a little lady.
Oh, no, but we've fairy-proofed the whole castle.
Flint?
Fog. Just fog envelops, like... an area, mm-hmm. And then something happens.
Beautiful.
Mine's the spirit of the forest. So I think it just comes to me in like little glowing orbs.
The crone is the second witch that cursed me.
And then you like became homies?
Yeah, well, after I broke the curse, we like got tight. But also the first witch that cursed me, I pushed into her own vat on accident.
Hey, that happens. Okay, so you guys are leaving... Are you leaving the party, or are you just leaving the area?
I just want to take Eleanor away from the king.
Okay.
I'm waiting for our friends.
Actually, could we go to where the crown was stolen? Because then I could get a sniff of her scent.
Sure.
So we'll do that, and I'll...
What does she smell like?
She smells...
I know what she smells like. We danced.
How's dazzling, like a...
Like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon, like a nice little churro on the beach.
A churro on the beach is so specific.
That sounds like a nightmare. We find the records of him murdering that poor girl's daughter, leak them, and then usurp his place as king once the crowd of...
Do people know that he did that? Is that like a commonly known thing, relatively speaking?
Relatively speaking, it was big news when it happened, and then it got quickly like...
Brushed
under the rug.
I also want to point out, no one gets that riled up over a stone in a crown, so I want that, because I'm sure it could break some kind of curse at some point.
If I got to see it.
So, are you out all doing this as you're following Senua out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you guys make your way out. And your fairy godmothers are there. And especially yours, Thessa, speaks up and goes,
couldn't necessarily come inside. Because somebody did a really good job of keeping people out.
You know, you play with fire, you get burned. And sometimes, maybe this is one of those situations where I get burned because you probably could have been some help in there. That's entirely on
you. You put enough iron to kill a fae king.
I mean, in her defense, you can't trust the fairy.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. But exactly that, though. I light a cigarette. That's very much crinkled from my pocket. So.
I'm going to walk off into the fog.
The fog just sort of, it's like a warm embrace.
Why is there so much fog?
Yeah, it's kind of like, the fuck is all this fog?
My crone is using the fog to be mysterious.
Yeah, the crone, you see the shadow of the crone, like, and then your fairy godmother's like, we've been hearing talks and rumors. Would have been helpful if we could have gotten in there.
The crone could have gotten in. I don't think I put anything to stop a witch. Or a crone. Or an old lady. Except the stairs.
Anyways. We've heard rumors that she's collecting components for a sleep spell.
Would you consider this a curse?
I mean, I'd consider it a curse. A curse of sleep.
I guess you could say that.
Okay, good.
Well, shit.
Anyways. She just got one component. And she needs one more. And a place to do it. She's currently going to be after the Sands of Time next.
The Sands of Actual Time?
The Sands of Actual Literal Fucking Time. So that's what she'll be going after next, most likely. And since you guys were here, and you let her get away.
We were protecting the baby.
I thought that she was going to try to get the baby. I've found that when you're cursing stuff, babies are where you start.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't curse the baby.
Probably because we were in there.
Yeah. She couldn't get past us.
Job done.
And then past the baby? Even if she did, she couldn't get past the baby. We trained that baby.
Truly, muscle memory is a magical thing.
What are you guys talking about?
We trained the baby to kill.
The baby's a killer. Okay. Cold-blooded.
Big if true.
Big if true. She went for my jug. You see, like, the little, like, scratch mark that right before I stopped it?
Winnie! Where do we find the Sands of Time? Maybe we can get there before her, catch her, I don't know. Or I can roll to know with my bookworm.
If you would like to roll.
If I use one gift dice, I can recall history, lore, or a natural fact. Yeah. What?
I think for a gift dice, if it's not adding to anything, you can just, like, spend it, and then you get the ability. You get me?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you spend that, then...
So it's gone.
So it's gone for right now. You can get them back when you rest.
Okay.
But you would know that there is a hag in the Heartland Woods who is known to collect some eclectic things. And that might be where you have to go next.
Fuck. Hags.
Which hag specifically?
The one in the Heartland Woods.
Oh, shit.
And you guys would know the Heartland Woods are kind of the big no-no. Anyways, Thessa, you recall that information?
Yeah.
You know where you need to go next, possibly.
She turned my second husband into a fox when he tried hunting in the Heartlands.
So. And that's where we're running this episode.
As we leave, as we depart, I look at the mist. I say, mist, you be soft, and I do finger guns, and then bye.
Thanks for listening, guys.
If you think about it,
Tanner, we're doing our sign-off.
If you like what you heard here today or anything else that we've been doing here, you can go ahead and listen to our main series, any of our other mini-series. You can find us at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat and at 5 Gems Official. So at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok and Threads, and then at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky and X/Twitter. If you like the gang and what we do here and you really appreciate us and you want to show us some love, you can go ahead and like, comment, subscribe, share with people, share on your story. Sharing is invaluable, truly.
Give us comments, rates. We love that sort of thing.
Yes, we also have a Ko-Fi if you want to support us. Beyond that, if you enjoy the cast and our eclectic nonsense, you can go and check out the other work we do at Advanz Armory, at ADAVANS, at Advanz Armory. On everything, we make 5e supplemental content and sometimes work on some other stuff. It's a great time over there. And then we also have some other little stuff to plug.
Tanner, go first.
I am writing a thing right now. It's about immersion in popular entertainment. It's called A Key to Other Worlds. You should look it up on Substack. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Slay. Hey. I do art and stuff for this lovely podcast and Advanz Armory. Gremlin Frog Art. There's two G's. FROGGART on Instagram and Twitter X, whatever it's called.
And that should be all.
And that's all. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok and at 5 Jams Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord, and you can find out how to join all of these accounts on our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Grandmas love us, and thanks, and catch you later in the next episode.